if it was like somewhere in the Caribbean, and I had like I knew if I had some training ahead of time, like how to cook and take care of myself, I think it would be. And as long as I could have some books, I think
that's the thing. I would have to have some sort of thing like that. I'd need books, or I'd want to like have some still have access to film library or something. Or I don't know what how that would work. It doesn't, but you know. But I would still just like I could. My girlfriend would never do this. Like, I would totally live in the country, and I could never convince her to join me. But yeah, I would totally. I think I had, like, as a kid, I had fantasies that somehow I could get, like, kidnapped and taken to a deserted island and could just, I would live there, and I would become comfortable with letting go and you know, give up on being rescued. Mm-hmm. But I would, you know, eventually would be rescued in this fantasy of mine. But, like, I love the idea that I could just, like, you know, just go away and become comfortable with letting go of everything. Go past the point of devastation and past the point of, you know, anger and everything, and just be comfortable with it.
In the natural like rhythms of life, you know, like going to sleep when the sun goes down and waking up.
I mean, it'd be terribly difficult to survive, but it's obviously a child's fantasy.
I'd need like a Bear Grylls type or something. Is that his name?
Who?
Is that his name? Grylls? What, the outdoorsman, like, explore? You know that guy?
No.
He has a, I don't know, like, he's like a survivalist. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Like American Planet? Or
yeah, like
planning?
He's something on the National Geographic where it's like any environment. You can like build you a house and make you dinner and save your life type of a situation.
Yeah.
Might be making this up. Google it later.